Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Chof, and we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Yutes on Midbeis, Omer Rav Mori. Today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a schus refu shalem of Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mechel, Shmu ben Tehila, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Avram ben Gittel Abel, Sarah bas Yehudas Rechel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalem ben Fager Rachel, Baruch ben Rachel, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Sheindel, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Doiv Berel ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we're in the middle of the Tyrus Sugis, tucked away at the end of Masechtes Chagiga, tucked away at the very, very end of Seder Moyed. The Mishnah and Daf Yutches Amud Beis discussed that a person needs to make sure that he is tahar, or in some instances, at the very least, that his hands are tahar before he engages in certain things. The Mishnah said, "Noitun liyadayin l'chulin." Before a person eats bread that's chulin, he has to wash his hands. Stam yodayim are shevi l'tum, and as a result, you have to wash your hands before you eat bread that's chulin. A person has to wash his hands before he eats, or according to some, even before he touches ma'aser sheni. A person has to wash his hands before he touches truma. A person has to wash his hands in a mikvah before he touches kachim. And a person has to wash his hands in a mikvah if he was going to engage in the mechatas, the efer of the parah aduma that was sprinkled on a person that was tamei mes. But what we saw in the Mishnah, that these five wine items, chulin, ma'aser sheni, truma, kachim, and mechatas, all are different in terms of the severity of it, and as a result, the halachos of tefillah lechulin, and tefillah lemeiser, and truma, and kachim, and chatas are going to be different. So, if a person, for example, washed his hands for chulin, doesn't necessarily mean he could now wash his hands for truma. Someone that's nizer, he's very, very careful, binyanei tumah v'tahira, as it relates to chulin and truma, doesn't necessarily mean that he or his begadim or his kalim are going to be considered becheskas tahar as it relates to things that are a little bit more chumr. So we're dealing really with chumras of things within the context of the world of tumah v'tahira. So you have the concept of chulin, ma'aser sheni, truma, kachim, and mechatas, all different levels of severity. L'may nafgemina? Not with regards to the oinish, not with regards to issa v'heter, with regards to tumah v'tahira. So the sugya is tumah v'tahira, but every sugya within tumah v'tahira has a sub-sugya. What we're talking about is the milus that these five things have and how they're manifest within the world of tumah v'tahira. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with another category that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, which is going to be the initial diak of the Gemara, and that is something that comes up a lot in sugyas of tumah v'tahira, comes up sometimes even not in sugyas of tumah v'tahira, and that is the concept of chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. So just by background, there were people that they were so nizer in the world of tumah v'tahira, their house was so immaculate, it was so clean, from making sure that no tumah would enter, that they used to treat their chulin, literally, in their refrigerator, all they had was chulin. But they were nizer in diktukim of laws of tumah v'tahira as if they had kachim. So they would sit down to eat a piece of meat, they treated it as if they were eating a shlom. And if you're eating shlom, it's kachim. And because of that, there's a higher level of zahiris you have to make sure that it's not going to become tameh. But they weren't eating shlomim. They were eating chulin. But their chulin was nasa al tairus hakodesh. And as we're going to see, there's a very big chiddush in the world of tairus that says that if a person treats his chulin like it's kachim, or for the same matter, if a person would treat his chulin as if it's truma, chulin shenasa al tairus hatruma, which is the lesser known cousin of chulin shenasa al tairus hakodesh, but it's the same difference, what happens is the chulin gets dine kachim. The chulin gets dine truma. It's not just the chumra ba'alma, but the chumra is a reality. And what happens is, if I treat my chulin, al tairus hakodesh, with regards to different dinim, it may be treated like kachim. Or if I treat my chulin, al tairus hatruma, could be treated like truma. L'may nafgemina, could it become a shlishi latoma, or a vi latoma? Chulin can't become a shlishi latoma, truma could. Chulin can't become a revealer toma. Kachim could. So if Chulin Shanas al Tairus HaKodesh actually takes on a new reality, so there'll be major implications in the world of Tumah v'Tahira. That's where we begin the daf. Amar Ramori. Ramori said, Shmamina. We could take out and we can infer from our Mishnah the following halach. And that is Chulin Shanas al Tairus HaKodesh Kekodesh Tumah. If somebody has Chulin and he treats it al Tairus HaKodesh, he treats it literally as if it's Kachim, it's Kekodesh Tumah. It has all the dinim of Kachim. How do you know that? It's Ramori said, because when the Mishnah went through all the Milos, the Reish of the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah, all the Milos, what were the Milos? You have Chulin, you have Maaseh Sheni, you have Truma, you have Kachim, and you have Mechatos. It didn't mention anything about the Milo of Chulin Shenasu al Tairus HaKodesh. Where does that fall in? Can't be regular Chulin, Rav Mari said. So what is it? Oh, must be it's Kachim. And that's why the Mishnah didn't mention it, because once we mentioned the Ma'ilu of Kodesh, so included in that is Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh, but the Gemara says, I don't know if that's true. V'dilma, Heidelik Tanu B'Ma'ilu. Maybe the reason the Mishnah didn't mention Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh is the Idamu L'Truma HaTanu Truma. Maybe because it's Truma, and the Mishnah mentioned Truma, V'damu L'Chulin, HaTalu L'Chulin. Or maybe it's similar to Chulin, and the Mishnah mentioned Truma. Now, why would you assume it's Chulin and Truma? So the Gemara, the Tanya, it's actually a Furish Braisa. Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh, we have Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh, Rein Kechulin, it's Rida L'Chulin. Tzadik said, "Harei in Ketruma, it's treated like Tumah." In other words, Ramari, we have a Braisa, and the Braisa already mentioned two shitas how you deal with Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh. According to one shita, it's Chulin. According to the other shita, it's Tumah. You're coming to essentially tell me now, this is the edited Havana of what Ramari is saying, is a Naya shita. Meaning, Ramari knew the Braisa. You know there's two shitas. One holds Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh is treated like Chulin. Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. And the other man Domus is a Chiddush. Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh. It's not Chulin, it's not Kodesh. It's Truma. Whatever the Pshat is. But at the end of the day, you don't see in our Mishnah not that way. Because if it's Chulin, the Mishnah mentioned Chulin. That was the first Maila. And if it's Truma, Mishnah mentioned Truma. That was the third Maila. So Mamon of Shachar mentioned it. So what do you see from the Mishnah that it's Kachim? Why? Because the Mishnah didn't mention it. There are two other possibilities that the Tanoim already talked about. And both of them are spoken of in our Mishnah, because it says Chulin, and it says Truma. So the Gemara says, you're right. Now, Ramari knew this. Elami Seif, Ramari's Shmamina from the Mishnah, that Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh is Kodesh, wasn't from the Reish of the Mishnah. It was from the Seif of the Mishnah. Why? Because the Seif of the Mishnah said, Yoisi ben Yoyezah hoi chasid shebekuhuna. He was a chasid shebekuhuna, v'isa mitpachtoi medras l'kodesh. And he used to eat Truma, but he didn't eat kachim. And because he ate Truma and he didn't eat kachim, so his begodin were a medras l'kodesh, meaning even though he was very, very careful to make sure that his clothing were tahar, so that he shouldn't infringe on truma t'meya, but he was only thinking in terms of truma, he wasn't thinking in terms of kodesh, and that's the theme of the sugya that we're learning right now. It didn't work. Then the Mishnah says, Yoichanan ben Gudgada, Yoichal al Tairus HaKodesh kol yomav. Yoichanan ben Gudgada, he used to eat his chulin, that's the key word, al Tairus HaKodesh kol yomav. V'isa mitpachtai medras l'chatas. Yeah, even though he kept his begadim tahar for kodesh, but only worked for kodesh, it didn't work for mechatas. Why? Because mechatas is even a hecher madrega. It's 1 mile up from kodesh. But what do you see from here? Said Ramari lechatas in the kodesh loy. It sounds like it was only a medras lechatas, but it wasn't a medras lekodesh. Why wasn't it a medras lekodesh? Because he was nizer in the chulin al tairus hakodesh. It's very nice he was nizer chulin al tairus hakodesh, but chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh is not kodesh. It's either chulin according to one man damar in the brayso, or it's truma according to the other man damar. And if you have chulin tahira, it doesn't work for oichli kodesh. And if you have truma, it also doesn't work for oichli kodesh. Oh, must be amal kasava chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh ki kodesh damu. That chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh is really kodesh, and being that this person he kept Yoichanan ben Gudgada, his chulin was nasu al tairus hakodesh, and chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh is kodesh. That's the way we look at it. So his whole house as if it was kachem, and therefore it's as if his house had shmira l'shem for kachim, and if he had shmira for kachim, therefore it worked for the real kachim as well. The only thing it didn't work for was mechatas, because mechatas is 1 madrega higher. Either way, this concludes the very first portion of the daf, which mentioned Ramari's chiddush, and that is chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh ki kodesh dam. So the term of chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh is a term that comes up. What does it mean? It means a person has chulin and he's so nizzy, so careful, bediktuke tumei v'tahira, he makes sure that it doesn't become tumei as if he was watching Hinini Muchanum Zuman to watch this as if I'm watching a shlom. What's the halacha? What emerges is this three shittas. We have a braisa that mentions Chulin Shanasu al Tairus HaKodesh Rein Kechulin. Rabbi Lazar Tzadik Omer Rein Ketruma. Ramari Spard. He proved from the Stam Mishnah at the beginning of the Tyrus Sugi is a Masechtes Chagiga and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that Chulin Shenasu Al Tyrus HaKodesh is Ke Kodesh. So the Gemara is discussing the idea, the topic of the Sugi has been that if a person interacts sometimes with Chulin, but for sure with Maisa Sheni, Truma, Kachim, Mechatas, there's a certain hanhaga he has to have to make sure that he's not going to be metama those respective things. Additionally, we saw that because all five of these things are on different levels, therefore the hachunas and what the person has to do are on different levels as well. So what does it mean that a person, for example, eats truma, and as a result, he has to watch himself and his kalim and the truma itself to make sure that it doesn't become tummy? Does it mean that he has to watch it literally every single second? Of course not. But at the same time, there are halachas that govern what exactly watching means, and there are even some chedushim in terms of just the basic understanding of what it means that a person has to be shomer, and he has to watch, and he has to make sure that everything is going to be in order in when we're dealing with the laws of Tyrus. Specifically, there's a halacha that if the person is masiach das, from the thing it is that he's watching, the thing is going to be deemed to be in some questionable state. So a person cannot be masiach das. The Gemara now is going to bring three memories from Tanoim related to this idea of hesach das. All three are chedushim. The Gemara is then going to ask two kashas on these three halachas, and this is going to be melavos until the end of the second parak of Masechtes Chagiga. Now, these three memories, the first one is something that Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar said. The second is something that Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram said. The third is something that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik said in the name of Rabbi Akiva. It's just kedai to mention, Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar is not one of the more often mentioned Tanam and Shas. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram Oichnish, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, more often, Shmeid Rabbi Akiva, all of Teresh Baal Peh is Alibid Rabbi Akiva. But it's interesting that Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram is actually mentioned in a well-known Gemara. The Masechtes Bava Basra Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Could I mention the Gemara? Just begin with Mila de Agada, Mila de Bedichasa. Not literally, but relative to what we're about to learn. And that is Rebbe Pasach Oitzris B'Shnei Betzairis. The Gemara says in Bava Basra Ches Amud Aleph that Rebbe was a very, very wealthy person. There was a hunger, and he opened up his Oitzris to feed the Aniyim. Amar. So Rebbe said, Yikonsu Bale Mikra, Bale Mishnah, Bale Gemara, Bale Alocha, and Bale Agada. Aval Amei Ha'aretz Al Yikonsu. If someone's an Amoretz, he's not allowed to enter. So the Gemara says, Dochak Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, he shtipped, V'nichnas, and he entered. Amalei Rebbe, so he turns to Rebbe and he says, Parneseini, I'm hungry, it's a Betzayres, there's a hunger, please support me. Amalei, so Rebbe tells Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, Bni, my son, Karisa, did you learn Mikra? Amalei Lav, I didn't learn Mikra. Shonisa, how about Mishnayis? Amalei Lav, I never learned Mishnayis. So he told him, if you didn't learn Mikra, you didn't learn Mishnah, he didn't even bother asking if you learned Gemara and Agadata, im came be mafarnesecha. So what schus do you have to be mafarnes you? Amalei. So Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram told Rebbe something very sharp. He told him, parneseni kekelev ukeoyrev. You're right, I'm an Amoretz. But am I worse than a kelev? Am I worse than a dog? Am I worse than an oirev? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefarnes kelev, he's mefarnes an oirev. So parneseni kekelev ukeoyrev. The Gemara says parnesei. Rebbe was mekabel what he told him, and he was mefarnes. And Basad Anafik, after Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram left, Yosef Rebbe became a star. Rebbe sat down and he was bitzar. For Omer, and he said, Oy lish and asati piti la ma'aretz. He said, I feel bad that I was mefarnes and ma'aretz. Omer lefon of Rav Shimon ben Rebbe. So Rav Shimon ben Rebbe, who was Rebbe's son, told him that I'm not sure that's true. Because Shema, maybe, that am ha'aretz, quote unquote, that you were just mefarnes, Yonasan ben Amram talmidchahu. Is Yonasan ben Amram your Talmud? She'enoi roitza lehonus mikovet Torah miyamav. And I know he made a kabbal that he doesn't ever want to have any hana from his Torah, and that's why he told you, I never learned Mikra, I never learned Mishnah, but maybe that's who it is. The Gemara says, Batku, they did a little bit of research, the Ashkach, and they found out that that's who he was. But the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe afterwards had a little bit of a shinui, and he said, Yikonsu akol, he says, I made a toys, everybody should really come, and everybody should come take food. But the bottom line is that the Gemara mentions Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram in a classic tucked away in Bava Basra, Daf Chesam and Aleph. We get a little bit of appreciation for who he was. He's a Talmud of Rebbe. That's one thing that we see from this Gemara. But also, he was someone she'enei roitza lehanes mikovet Torah miyamav. He had such a diktok that even in a time of hunger, where he knew all he had to do was tell the truth and say he learned Mikra. Well, what did he have to say? He didn't have to say he's the biggest lamdan in the world. All he had to say was he learned Mikra and Mishnah, but Lav, because he knew that meant that he was going to be able to be nenei mikovet HaTorah. It wasn't something that he wanted to do. Again, why are we talking about Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram? Because the Gemara now is going to mention three obscure halachas in the world of Tyrus, one from Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, the second from Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. On that note, Zokta Hilgi Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar said, Naflam na farte, amen. What happens if a person was wearing a sudr? He was wearing something on his head and it fell down. Amal Chaver, and he told his friend, Tnaili, could you please pick it up for me? Vinasnaloi, and he gave it to him. Tmeya. The halacha is that sudr is going to be becheskas tamei. Meaning, we're talking about a person that is being very careful. He is someone that's oisik in tyrus, whatever level of tyrus, but he's oisik in tyrus, and as a result, he needs to make sure that his clothing is tar. So he was watching it. Now this sudr fell down. His friend picked it up. This is important. He was watching it the entire time that his friend had it. He did not take his eye off the sudr. But at the same time, being that his friend held it, Tmeya d'alacha is, if you're someone that's nizer and tyrus, you're going to have to treat this as if it's tamei, be metired, afterwards you'll be allowed to touch it. That's the first of the three memories, Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram said, Nischafu lekeil mishal Shabbos, bekeil mishal Chol. What happens if a person, during the week, thought he was taking out the jacket that he wears during the week, and by mistake, he took out his Shabbos beged for lofshan, and he wore it. Nitmu. Dalach is its becheskes tumah. Again, we're talking about a person that is nizer and tyrus. As a result, he watches his begadim. Now, this person wore his beged, and he watched it the entire time. But he thought that he was watching a weekday beged, and it turned out, the Gloy Milsa, that really he was watching his Shabbos beged. Halach is nitmo, it's not considered a good shmira, and as a result, it's going to be becheskas tami. Amr Rabbi Elazar Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar Tzadik said, Maisa, there was a story, b'shtei nashim chaveris. There were two women, they were chaveris. They were both the wives of a chaver. These were women that were nizer in the laws of Tuma Vitahira. They both were in a base merchitz, and by mistake, each person took the other one's clothing. And they were wearing someone else's clothing. But myself and Rabbi Akiva, they came to Rabbi Akiva Vitimon. Rabbi Akiva said that it's going to be Tameh, which was again was a chiddush, because each person was really nizer and tyrus. So if each person is nizer and tyrus, each person is wearing the baguette that she's wearing, she's watching the baguette. So what's the problem? Why should they be tamei? If an Amma Aretz took a chaver's baguette, we would understand why it's an issue. But that wasn't the case. More than that, as we'll see in the Gemara, it could be that each woman was even watching the other woman while she was wearing her beged, and then they chop, you know, you're wearing my beged. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Kiva went ahead, and Rabbi Kiva was metam. So we have three chedushin: Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, all in terms of understanding the extent of hesach hadas as it relates to this idea of tyrus. As someone who's nizer and tyrus, he has to watch. You have to watch your begadim. You have to watch your kelim. So we have three chedushin. The first chedush is that a person has a beged, it fell, someone else picked it up. Please, will you do me a taiva? Will you pick it up? He goes, he does him a taiva, and at that time, he's watching him the whole time, it doesn't matter. It's now going to be an issue, tameh. Not for sure tameh, but misafik, you have to treat it that maybe it's tameh. The second chiddush was that if a person put on his own baguette, he thinks he's wearing a weekday baguette, turns out he's wearing a Shabbos baguette. He's wearing the baguette, he's watching the baguette, but in his mind, he's wearing one baguette, it turns out he's wearing a different baguette. Chol and Shabbos. The Gemara is going to revisit that nuance. It's a very important part of the story and of the halacha. But the point is, again, it's going to be considered hesach hadas. And then the third halacha was where two different women put on different begadim, where the halacha is, even though each one is watching it for herself, and each one is watching the other person, it doesn't matter, it's going to be hesach hadas. So the Gemara now is going to bring two kashas on these three memories. Now, it's interesting. The first kasha the Gemara is going to ask is on the second two of the three memories. The second kasha the Gemara is going to ask, l'maskana is going to be on the first of the memories. So, Maskifla Ravoishia. Ravoishia asked Akasha, and his Kasha was on the net on Chiddush number 2 and Chiddush number 3. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. He said, Elamayata, if that's the case, if somebody would stick his hand into a basket. Because he had paschitin inside. But also be other pasayrin. And it turned out that what he took was pasayrin. Meaning he thought he had paschitin. And it turns out it was also be other pasayrin. Are you going to tell me that because in his mind he was watching paschitin, it turned out that it was pasayrin. Now all of a sudden this pas is going to be becheskas toma. You'll say maybe. Yeah. Meaning you're telling me that somebody's wearing his Shabbos clothing. He thinks he's wearing his weekday clothing. So what's the halacha? It's not a shmira. Someone's wearing clothing, but he thinks it's his. It turns out it's somebody else's. It's not a good shmira. So the same should be true with pas. The Gemara says, okay, fine. Vatanya, it's a mafurish halacha nato. It's a brayso. Shamir, it's a chavis. If somebody was watching a barrel, becheska shel yain, and in his mind there was wine inside, and then he found out afterwards that there was oil inside. So the halacha is tayr milatame. Even though in his mind he was watching wine, it turns out he was watching oil. That's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, we say the oil that's inside is going to be tahar, and the halach is it will not be able to be metame. I mean, he was watching it, there's no reason to assume that it's tame. So you see clearly that it doesn't matter if you think you're watching one thing and it turns out you're watching something else. That's just the technicality. Why would anybody care about that? At the end of the day, you're doing the shmira, and the shmira that you did for the wine is really a good shmira for the oil as well. So it should be the same for your beggar or someone else's beggar, or Shabbos clothing versus Vachanega clothing. What difference does it make? So that's Rav Oshia's kasha. Freak Rav Oshia, why is this any different than this Braisa? But the Gemara says, Olitamech, before Rav Oshia asks a kasha from the Reisha, the Braisa, Ema Sefer, take a look at the Sefer, the Braisa, right? The Braisa has a Sefer. The Sefer says, Vasura Milecho, that in that case where the person was watching the Chavis, Becheska Shal Yain, Finimsa Shal Shemen, he found out afterwards that it was Shemen. So what's the halacha? The halach is toira milatame, but at the same time, asur milechol, the person's not allowed to eat it. Amai, why you're not allowed to eat it? Meaning, mamonav shach, if it's a shmira, it's a shmira. Elamai, you see from the braisa already that something's up. Why something up? Because you thought you were watching wine. It turns out you were watching oil. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, that's not a kasha. The safe is not a kasha. Why not? Because, ba'omer, shmartiyah midover hanitma, veloi midover apos. Meaning, obviously, we need to figure out and just reconcile what this braisa means. Because from the reisha, the braisa says mashma, it's a shmira. From the sefer, the braisa says mashma, it's not a stir. What's the pshat? So Birmi said the pshat is the reisha is discussing whether this thing has the ability to be metama. The sefer is discussing whether or not this thing itself might be tame, and whether or not this is something that you would be able to eat. Now, what's the background? So just the short version of it is we're dealing with wine and oil. Wine and oil is mashkin. Mashkin, liquids, have a very special place in halacha. It's one of the Yudchas Dvarim that says that any time that mashkin becomes tame, it automatically becomes a rishon l'tame. Meaning, ordinarily, if something comes in contact with a rishon l'tame, it becomes a sheni. Sheni makes a shlishi. Shlishi makes a revi. Mashkin is always a rishon. So what does that mean? If mashkin touches a rishon, it doesn't get diluted to a sheni, it remains a rishon. If mashkin touches a sheni, this is even a bigger chiddush, it goes tzriktzaveg, it goes backwards, and it becomes a rishon. So that's the halacha of mashkin. So the reisha of the braisa is saying that being that this person was watching the what he thought was wine, really oil, to make sure that it didn't become tame, so it never became tame. If it never became tame, it never became tame tumas mashkin. And that's why it's tahara milatame. It's tahara in the sense that it's not a rishon l'tuma. Had it been a rishon l'tuma, would it have the ability to be metame vayta? Because a rishon always makes food into a sheni, even chulin it makes into a sheni. And it's for that reason, it's tahara. And the chiddush is, even though in your mind you're watching wine, it turns out you're watching oil, afal pikein, the halach is it's going to be tahara. Okay, what's the sefer? The sefer that says that asurim milechel, that's based on another halach. And that is that even though there's a halach of tumas mashkin, that says that whenever mashkin comes in contact with tumah, even with a sheni l'tumah, it becomes a rishon l'tumah, but there is one exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is a tful yayim. A tful yayim is somebody that was tummy, doesn't matter what the tumah was, he went to the mikveh, the halach is, the first mishnah in Shas, mishosha kiyanim nechnasan lecha b'trumasan, he's not tar until the sun sets, he has to wait until nighttime. That's when he's able to eat truma again. That's when he's going to be tamer. From when this person goes to the mikvah until the sun sets, he has a special place in halacha. He's known as a tful yom. Tful is a whole masechta called masechta tful yom. A tful yom has a very, very special place in halacha. A tful yom has a din of a sheni latoma, but there's also a lot of kulas. He's treated more leniently than your typical sheni latoma. One of the leniency is that if a tful yom would touch mashka, it would not revert back into becoming a rishon l'tuma. Meaning, you would treat it as if a sheni l'tuma came in contact with anything else. Okay, how would that translate then into our halacha? Where would it ever be negeya that if a tful yoim touched the yayin or what turned out to be shemen, there would actually be a problem? It would only be negeya if it's something that the tful yoim, which is a shemi l'tumah, could be metama. A shemi l'tumah could only be metama truma and kachin. So we'd have to say hacha b'mayaskinon with the yayin and the shemen that we're discussing in this brisa with truma. And then what the brisa is saying is that this shemen, which he thought was yayin, is going to be tame in the sense, not tame, but it's going to be becheskas, that if it's truma, it might be a shlishi latoma. It's for sure not a rishon latoma, which ordinarily you have by tumas mashkin in the event that it became tame. The only thing it might be is it might be a shlishi latruma. Why would it be that? So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying. But Oimer, because he said shimartia midover hametamas, he said I made sure it didn't come in contact with any real tuma. So if it didn't come in contact with real tuma, there's no way there's tumas mashkin. If there's no way there's tumas mashkin, it's but what he also said was, I wasn't careful to make sure that it didn't come in contact with a sheni latoma that would make it possible. What does possible mean? It would make it into a shlishi where it can't go ahead and make more. So I wasn't sure. How would a mashkin ever be a shlishi latoma? There's only one way. If a tful yom came in contact with it. So what he's saying is, I never watched, I never protected it from coming in contact with a tful yom. So it's a whole convoluted case. This is what we're doing. Tyrus. But that's the point. The point is, he's saying that he watched it to make sure that it didn't come in contact with any real toma. But he said, I didn't watch it to make sure that it didn't come in contact with a tvoyim. So the Gemara interrupts for a second. The Gemara says, "Umi ikka niti rusa lapalga? Is there even such a thing? Meaning, it's possible. Shmira, shmira. Either you watch it, you didn't watch it. I watched it for this. I didn't watch it for that." The Gemara says, "In Yeva Tanya, it's actually mafurish b'rais. If somebody had a basket and there were fruit inside the basket, and he stuck his hand into the fruit, v'hasal al ksefoy, the basket was on his shoulder, old school. V'magreif b'teich hasal, and there was a shovel that was inside the sal. And he was watching the whole time in his mind. He's watching the sal. He's watching the tain he had, whatever he had inside the sal. He wants to make sure that it's not going to be about Obavalehoibalibalmagrefa. He wasn't thinking about the Magrefa. He said, Allah is a sal tahar. The fruit that's inside the sal is going to be tahar. Obavalmagrefa, tamea. Obav the Magrefa itself is going to be tahar. So the Gemara says, a sal tahar. How's that possible? So you have a Magrefa that's Becheska's tummy, that's inside a basket, that's Becheska's tahar. If the Magrefa is inside the sal, it's touching the sal, then it's automatically Becheskas that it came in contact with Tumah. So it should be Becheskas Tumah. Titame amagrefa lasal, frek the Gemara. The magrefa should be metama the sal. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha because they ain't clean metama kli. A keli can't be metama another keli. Philotami masha the sal. Okay, but you're telling me not only the sal is tar, you tell me the fruit are also tar. So why don't we say that the magrefa is at least metama the food? Magrefa could be metama food. A keli could be metama oichel. Ain't keli metama keli, but keli could be metama oichel, right? You could have a keli that's a rishon latoma and it could be metama food and make it into a sheni latoma. It's very easy. Ravina. Ravina said, and I came to. It's talking about where he said, I had a shmira. I watched the magrefa in the sense that it was not going to come in contact with a zasor tumo that would allow it to now be metama and be metama the fruit. But I didn't watch it to the extent where it's going to be tahar to the point where it itself can't become tahar. But what do you see from here? You see, you could spot. It's possible to say that I did as a shmira, not a shmira. This person clearly is a Talmud Chacham. He knows all the halachas of Tyrus. And in his mind, he's doing this shmira, he's not doing that shmira, right? There's different levels of shmira. Bavakama 101, shmira prusa, shmira ula. But the concept is that in this world, you can do different levels of shmira. And there's such a concept. Either way, said the Gemara, going back to the original Braisa, that's what the Braisa is talking about. A person had a chavis. And in his mind, the chavis had yayin. It turns out it had shemen. And he was watching the whole time to make sure that this, what he thought was wine that was really oil, didn't come in contact with any real tumah. He didn't want any tumas mashkin on his hand. He wasn't interested. He didn't want that all of a sudden this should become a rishon latumah. Rishon latumah is a big deal. He doesn't need a rishon latumah in zanshtib. It's not something he's looking for. And as a result, he's watching it in mamish. He rather wasn't watching it to make sure it didn't come in contact with a tefillah. A tefillah yayim is already a more far-fetched case. Even if it comes in contact with a tefillah yayim, even if it's truma, it would only be a shlishi latumah. That he wasn't watching, right? You can understand it. And that's something he's watching for. That's something he's not watching. That's what's going on. So what's the halacha? It's tahar for the extent that you did a shmira, but it's pasul to the extent that you didn't do a shmira. But what's the bottom line? Mikamakim kasha. At the end of the day, maskif rabbi shaya. He asked a bomba kasha. He said, what do you see from here? It's shaykh to do shmira, even though you're doing shmira on one thing, thinking you're doing Shmira on something else. This person thought he was watching wine. It turned out that he was really watching oil. No worries. As long as you did the Shmira, it's a good Shmira. How does it stem with the second and the third Chiddush that we began the daf with? It doesn't stem with Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, and it doesn't stem with Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, who both said that the only time Shmira works is if I know what I'm watching. If in my mind I'm watching weekday clothes, it turns out I'm watching Shabbos clothing. I mean, go figure. This is real semantics. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they'll say it's a shmir. Or if I think I'm watching my beggar, it turns out I'm watching your beggar, they'll say it's ochnish kan shmir. That's the Gemara's kasha. Mikol mokoim kasha. Azoi freik the Gemara. Oi, the Gemara says, I have another kasha. And as we said, this kasha, as we'll see, the maskana, is not going to be on Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, the second and the third chiddush of the Gemara, but rather it's going to be on Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, on the first chiddush of the Gemara, but we're going to have to get there first. Oi, the Gemara, Moisef, Rabbi Baravu, Rabbi Baravu asked the kasha. Moisef, there was a story, Bisha Achas, with a woman. She came to Rabbi Shmuel, she said, Rabbi, beged ze arakte b'tahayra. You see this beged? I weaved it b'tahayra. But I have to be honest with you, I wasn't watching it. I mean, I know I was tar. I wasn't a nida, I wasn't a zava, I know I was tar. But at the same time, I can't tell you I was thinking the whole time, shmira, I wasn't. So her question was, is the beged tahar, or is the beged tameh? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel decided to cross-examine her. He started asking her a bunch of questions. And in the context, in the course of the cross-examination, Amrulai, this is what she said, Rabbi, nida mashch imi b'chevel. That as I was weaving, so I had one of the kalim that I use for the weaving process, the shnei bati of shnei bati nir in fame, right? Lamatas malachas. So one of those kalim, there was something attached to it, and there was a nida that helped me attach it. And what Rabbi Shmuel realized was that it's very possible that when the nida helped her attach it, could be she schlepped it a little bit, and if a nida would schlep something, the nida would be metama that thing. It's known as tumas hesa. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel realized that there's an issue here. So he said, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim." And now I understand the chachamim. Shoyu Imrim. They said that beliba l'shamir tar and beliba l'shamir tami. That if a person really has a mind to watch it, it's going to be tar. But if a woman doesn't have a mind, or if a person doesn't have a mind to watch, then it's going to be tami. Because you see, this woman, as far as she knew, everything was fine. Baba Lamaisa, because she wasn't watching, so something slipped through. And there was a makam to be chayesh. So he said, Kama gedolim divrei chachamim. Bispilus. Shuv, the Gemara says, Maisa, there was another story. There was a woman that came to Rabbi Shmuel. She said, Rabbi, mapa zua raktinya b'tahayra. You see this mapa, this mat, I weaved it, and I weaved it when I was tahar. But at the same time, I can't tell you I was watching, I wasn't watching every nuance, but I'm telling you that the house was tar, I was tar, there was no problem. But again, Rabbi Shmuel cross-examined her. And in the course of the questions that he asked her, Amra Loi, she said, Rabbi, nima nifsikoli, that when I started weaving, when I had threads, meaning before I started the actual weaving process, so one of the threads, it snapped. Ukshartia bepes, I put it in my mouth to help me knot it together. And at that point, she said I was a nida. But I knew it wasn't a problem. The reason I knew it wasn't a problem is because a nida, like any source of toma, can only be metama beged if it's shalish etzbois al shalish etzbois. It has to have a certain shear. The thread was too thin, it was too small. As a result, it was lacking the shear. So if that's the case, she knew that by simply putting it in her mouth, at that point, it wasn't going to be an issue. Of Rabbi Shmuel Fashtan and Andisht. Rabbi Shmuel understood that it's true, at that point she wasn't metamed. But what did she do with the nima? She wove it. And as long as there would have been a little bit of saliva from the nida still on the beged would have been tamed. The saliva of a nida is an avatoma, it's a source of tuma. And as a result, Rabbi Shmuel understood that there might be a problem over here. And as a result, Rabbi Shmuel made the same comment. He said, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kama gedolim divrei chachamim, shaya oimrim beliba l'shoim reitar, ein beliba l'shoim reitame. That you see from here, that where it's beliba l'shoim reit, it's good. But if it's ein beliba l'shoim reit, it's not going to be good. So this is two places where Rabbi Shmuel makes this comment of Kama gedolim divrei chachamim, shahayu oimrim. What comes to mind, of course, is the most famous time Rabbi Shmuel made this comment, which was on Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Vayikru Lo Yiraner, Shemayata, Ani Ekru Vlayata, Lubesoyv Kosov Ampil Kosoy, Ani Yishmol Ben Alisha Korisi Vautisi, Gshaybon Beis Amik Dajavi Chatashmein, and Rabbi Shmuel said, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. But either way, what do you see from here? You see from here that this woman had clearly not been watching the beged that she was weaving. And FLP came, Rabbi Shmuel didn't just dismiss this beged as being tameh on arrival. He said, lav dafka. What he did was he started asking her questions. He wanted to see if it was possible that maybe there was a real issue. So the Gemara qualifies as kasha. So who's Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik? He was the third. It was Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, and Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik. A little confusing, but those were the three names, the three halachas that we mentioned. So Zokdiman, Bishlam, according to Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik, that was the third halacha. His case was the case where two women, by mistake, they switch clothing. So one woman's wearing the other woman's clothing, and vice versa. Each one is a nation's chaver. Each one is very careful in all these halachas. So over there, I could hear a svara. Maybe the reason he held it's a problem is, like Rabbi Shmuel said, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim," but there is a chashash. You know what the chashash is? Kolachas vachas emeres chaverosi ishes amoretz umaschadaitem. You know, meaning each person might say that, you know, listen, I know who I am, but I don't think she's an ishes chaver. I'm pretty sure. I think she's an ishes amoretz, and if she's an ishes amoretz, so it's for that reason she's masiach das, and the shmir is really not a good shmir. And as a result, it's going to be an issue. Rabbi Yehudson ben Amram Nami, Rabbi Yehudson ben Amram as well, Kivan de Kalim de Shabbos Avale Shimur Tve, being that Shabbos de Kalim, people usually watch more, for whatever reason, this is the Metzias, it's a Masach Taita Minayo. So if you, what's the point? You think you're watching your weekday clothing. It turns out you're watching your Shabbos clothing. But you're watching it like weekday clothing, which is less than the way you would watch it if it's Shabbos clothing. See, even though the shmira of weekday clothing is a shmira, but it's less than the shmira you would usually have for this exact article of clothing. And for that reason, it's going to be considered hesach hadas. Again, these svaras are svaras rechaikos. But at the same time, there is a svara over here. There is episode svara. So there's mocking for Rabbi Yishmael's kama gedolim divrei chachamim. At the very least, you have that. So the Gemara says those two kashas, I don't know if it's such a stark kasha, el Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. But the first case, which was Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, what was the first case? Where a person was wearing a baguette, the baguette fell onto the ground, and he asked his friend, "Sir, would you pick it up for me?" "Sure, absolutely." He's a gentleman, and he's watching it, and he's doing shmira. He knows this person's tar, he's rain, just came out of the mikveh, so there's no problem over here. So what exactly is the issue? Nah, the Lashima biyadid the chavre, why can't you do shmira? That's the kasha. Elamai, you'll tell me, because it has nothing to do with it, because there's a din shmira. But you see, for Rabbi Shmuel, it's only kama gedolim divrei chacham. I'm Rabbi Yechanan said, no, it's not true. Chazoka, ein odom eshamer masha biyad chaver. You want to know pshat in that halacha? It's also based on a svara. It's a svara in shmira. Ein odom eshamer masha biyad chaver. So it's interesting. Before we go weiter, what just emerged then is that this last kasha that the Gemara asked was a kasha only on the first thing. The first of the three statements that the Gemara began with. Meaning, we began with three statements as it relates to the halacha of Shmir Hesach Hadas. The first kash, we'll recap it at the end of the daf, was on the second two of the three. And the second kash was on the first. So it's two kashas on the three statements. One kasha is on statement two and three, and the other kasha is on statement one, just for the clerk. But either way, Rabbi Yechanan said, Ichazok ina the mashamer masha biyad chaver. The law is that you put tiny into the bray, so haray. A person had workers. People that were chamor, right? They're driving donkeys, upayalov, some workers. And they were carrying tyres. Now this person himself is an upkitanid. But his chevra, zakrashi, two words, ameyaretz. They're amaratzim. And as a result, they're not trusted, they're not nizah, they're not careful as it relates to these halachas. So says the Braisa, afopisha hiflik mehen yoisimimil. Even though this person was maflig, meaning the workers were maflig yoisimimil, they're very far, right? They're all the way down the highway already. The tyres are still going to be considered tahar. If you told them, you go, I'll meet you there at some point. Then, as soon as they can't see him anymore, at that point, the tyres are going to be tahar. So again, what happened? Person had workers, the workers are carrying tyres. The person himself is very nizer in the world of Tumah V'Tayr. His workers, the Ameyaretz. He tells them, you go ahead of me, I'm behind you. So, the halacha is still tahar. If he says the lashon of l'chu v'ani ovo yacharechem, then as soon as he's malamayim, as soon as he can't see them anymore, at that point, the halacha is it's going to be tamed. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Maishno reisho, maishno seifo. So Rashi says he saw different kisveyad, whether they did have this gersa, they didn't have this gersa. And Rashi says if they did have the gersa, igar sin on hachi perusha. This is the pshat. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that halacha is a person can't watch something that's in someone else's possession, chazoka ein odem mishamer mashabiyad chaveroi. So what's pshat in the reisho? What's pasha pshat? You handed over your tyrus to somebody else. That person's not nizer. You're the one that's ostensibly watching it. So if you're the one that's watching it, so l'chura, you're watching something that's in somebody else's rishus. How's that work? So you'll tell me, what's the problem? But if Rabbi Yochanan's right, Chazaka, you know, the Mashamah, Mashah, B'yad Chaveiroi, how does it work? Meaning, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif, is just another way of saying, what's Pshan the Reisha? How does the Reisha, Shtip, meaning, the Kasha is not so much Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif, we understand the nuance between the Reisha and the Seifa. That's what Rashi's trying to say. But the Kasha is, what's Pshan in the Reisha? How does the Reisha Shtim with Rabbi Yochanan's Alacha of Chazaka, you know, the Mashamah, Mashah, B'yad Chaveiroi? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchas, or Yitzchak Nafchas said, Reisha ben Metaher Chamorov Upoil of Lekach. Now, the case of the Reisha is where the person was actually Metaher Chamorov Upoil. There's a very important piece of information that's missing from the Braisa. The case is where the person was Matayr, his chevra. He told him, you want to carry my tyrus? I'm very careful with these things. I take these things seriously. You don't. I do. And as a result, got on a mikveh, harif shemesh, do what you have to do. And then afterwards, you can start taking care of it. But otherwise, you can't take this job. It's a prerequisite in the job. So this is something you're going to have to do. Also, he was Matayr them. So that's why it's not a problem. The reason it's not a problem is because they're watching. Ihoch, he's safer now. It's what's in the safer. So he told him, I'm going to come after you. I'll come a little bit later. If they're tar, then they're tar. So why are we even having this conversation? So the Gemara says, in Amoritz, makbid al nagi chaveira. You can take the Amoritz and you can throw him into the mikveh. You can make him tar, but he's going to walk out tar, aber still in Amoritz. At the end of the day, he still doesn't know he's Allah, because he's still not going to be so careful. He's going to go. He's going to meet his friend. He's going to, you know, shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. The next thing you know, boom, he's done. He's a sheni. I don't know what he is, but he's done, mate. And that's the result. You're going to have a problem. So because they're not makbid al magi chaveris, even though you were matayim, it's like, hey, resha. Okay, so what's from the resha? So the Gemara says, no, this is where we get to the maishna resha, maishna sefer. The resha is, the bolehem derech hakalt. And it's talking about where the person, they knew that at any moment their balabayas might come. At some point, they picked up here that the balabayas is makbid on this. So as a result, they're not going to start shaking hands with an Amoris that they're seeing. They're saying, Chuldik, Zachanet, right? They're not going to because they understand that there's a Ihochi Seif and Ami. Yeah, so the Seif is the same thing. The Amoris says, no, given the Amalul Chu. He told them, go. Vani Ovei Acherechem. And I'm going to come later. Mismach Samcha, that means they think he might come tomorrow. So at this point, they don't think he's coming in through he's going to back door. And they're not worried about that anymore. And as a result, that's why it's going to be an issue. In other words, Lo'oilam, Chazaka, Ina, the Meshamer, Mashabiyat, Chaveri. This Bryce over here, this Bryce is talking about with a Poyalim. We're tahar, and because they were tahar, it's not an issue. If they're tahar, why is it even a shaila? The shaila is: are we concerned that maybe they'll become tummy again along the way? In the reisha, the mishnah, in the reisha, the brisa, where the baal bais says, "I'm right behind you. I'm looking. I'm coming there." Us over there, they have a mirsis. They're a little bit afraid, and as a result, you have nothing to worry about. However, in the case where he says, "I'll come whenever," so now in their mind, they don't think he's coming right away. If they don't think he's coming right away, so it's over there that we're more concerned. Hadron Allah ain't darshan.